So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Chamesh Shlom Shal Ben B'Manatzuri. The five Shlom that are paid to the coin for Pinyan Ben must be Manatzuri, Tyrian currency, as the Gemara will explain. Similarly, Shleishim Shal Eved, Chamishim Shal Oynes, B'Shal Mathata, Umeya Shal Mekzi Shemra. The 30 Shlom paid to a slave owner when one's ox kills a Zeved Kenani. The 50 Shlom paid to the father of a girl that one coerced or persuaded to have relations. And the 100 Shlom paid to the father of a girl one marries and then falsely accused of adultery. Kulam B'Shekel HaKodesh B'Manatzuri. All these payments must be made in Shekel HaKodesh, each of which contains 20 ma, which are measured in Tyrian currency. The Gemara explains, my mana tzuri, what's the value of the sell of tzur, and cites several opinions. Amar Vasi, mana shel tzuri. It's the very same sell of the tzuri currency as today in the time of the Gemara, which is worth 4 zuz, or 4 dinar. Rabami Amar, dinara araba. It is the Arabian dinar, which is 7/10 of today's dinar tzuri. Rabchanina Omer, istru sarsia de mizdamna tamanya bedinar. It's the ancient coin used in Syria, 8 of which are equal to a golden dinar. Rabbi Yechanan Omer, dinara hadriyana taryana shayafa de mizavna be'esem b'chamisha zuzi. We take the golden coins of the emperors Hadrian and Trajan, whose names are already rubbed out from the coins, each of which is worth 25 silver zuz of tzuri, dal zuzah v'shtusa v'hanach lepidnya ben, davlu esrin maskeli b'maskeli dinara. We deduct a zuz and then a sixth, meaning another 4 zuz. This leaves us with 20 zuz, which equals the required 5 slum, because the seller contains 4 dinar. A tangential ruling regarding these currencies. Bikshu lignas dinar hadriyan teriyan shayafam emnei tiva shal Yerushalayim. The Chum wanted to ban the uses of the coins of Hadrian and Trajan because they were made from the gold plundered from the base of Migdash and should therefore be forbidden for benefit. However, matzula mikram and atayra shu mutter. The following permitted based on the pasig, uvoba pritzim b'chilalua. The Gentiles profaned it and it lost its sanctity. Before we proceed, it must be pointed out that what is referred to in the Torah as shekel is referred to in the Mishnah as sela. It's the equivalent currency. However, the seller was increased in value by increasing the amount of silver in each coin by 20%. Now, the Gemara introduces the following machlokes. According to Rav Asi, Rabbi Yechida mentioned earlier, for Pinya Ben, the father must give the kohen 5 slum, which at 4 dinar each are 20 dinar. However, Rava disagrees. Amar Rava, silam deiraisa tlasa v'til sahava. The seller or shekel, as it's referred to in the Torah, 5 of which are required for Pinya Ben, are each worth 3 1/3 dinar of today's dinar tzuri. And Rav explains, because the pasuk says, Esrim Gera HaShekel, Mitargamin and Esrim Moin, each shekel is worth 20 ma, because 5 ma equals 1 dinar, and 4 dinar equals 1 shekel. However, we learned in the Braisa that in the current sela, Sheish ma kesev dinar, there are 6 ma in the dinar, and so 6 ma equals 1 dinar, and 4 dinar equals 1 sela, for a total of 24 ma. Thus, the shekel of the Torah, which only contains 20 ma, equals 3 1/3 of today's dinar as follows. Since today's dinner contains 6 ma, 3 dinar equals 18 ma, and 1/3 of a dinner is 2 ma, for a total of 20 ma. Now, this is 1 sela. If so, the father must give 5 of these slum, which comes out to 16 2/3 dinar, which is 4 sela and 2/3 dinar, as opposed to Rav Asi, Rabbi Yechanan, who hold the father must give the coin exactly 5 slum. The Gemara challenges Rav from a braisa. V'halei sela shel kodesh arbam b'shmoin de punyanin. The sela of the Torah contains 48 punyan. Now, as Rashi points out, this is exactly the value of a sela tzuri, as learned in Masechtas Kedushin. Sheish ma kesev dinner, ma shnei punyanin. A dinner contains 6 ma, which is 12 punyan. Since there are 4 dinner to the sela, this gives us 48 punyanin, the exact value of the sela of the Torah. This contradicts Rava, who says that the sela of the Torah is only worth 3 1/3 dinner tzuri. The Gemara answers, Basu de Sifa Levayu. The sela of the Torah was initially 20 ma. It was then enlarged by a sixth, adding an additional 4 ma, and it then equaled the sela tzuri of 24 ma. The Gemara cites a braisa that discusses changing the currency. The pasuk says, Esrim Gera HaShakel, and so, Lamanu L'Shakel Shu Esrim Gera. We see that the shekel equals 20 Gera. Minayin Shemratz L'Haisev Yaisiv Tamala Meyiyah. The pasuk says, Esrim Gera Yi HaShakel. This teaches us that we can add to the value of the shekel. However, Yachol Yefchis Tamalei Mahu. The pasuk also says Esrim Geruhu. This teaches us that we cannot subtract from its value. The Gemara cites several rulings related to the Torah's terminology related to currency. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol Kesav Am B'Torah Stam Sela. Whenever the Torah refers to money without specifying an amount, it means a sela. The Nevi'im Litrin, the Chesuvin Kintarin. When the pasuk in Navi mentions money, it refers to Litrin, a coin worth 25 slum. And whenever pasuk in Chesuvin mentions money, it refers to Kintarin, a coin worth 100 slum. Chutz min kaspi shel Ephron, with the exception of the pasuk that records how Avraham Avinu purchased the Maros HaMachpelah from Ephron, because Avraham Avinu shekasa b'teres stam kintaran. Even though the Torah just says kesev refers to kintaran, as the pasuk says, arba meis shekel kesev oivul haseichem. These coins were most accepted by merchants everywhere, and they could duchta the kukara the kintara tikla. There are places where kintara are called shkalim, thus he must have given them 400 kintara. Amr Vasi, kol kesev am batayra, kesev tsuri. Whenever the term mentions kesev, it refers to silver currency from tsur, but vishal devreim, kesev medina. Whenever the Chacham mentioned kesev, it referred to the common currency which had only 1/8 the value of kesev tsuri. However, the Gemara challenges this ruling from the first mission, Masechet Kedushin. The pasuk says, v'yatzachin me'en kasev, and we derive from here that we can perform Kedushin with money. And yet the Mishnah rules, beishami oimer bedinner ubeshava dinner, beishil oimer bepruta ubeshava pruta. Beishami hold the Kedushin is performed with a dinner, which is silver, while beishil maintains that a pruta, which is copper, suffices. Name it Ravasi Domekar Beishami. Surely Ravasi, who requires silver, did not disagree with beishil. The Gemara therefore reformulates Ravasi's principle. Kol kesev katzav ambatar kesev tzuri. Wherever the term mentions a set amount of currency, it refers to kesev tzuri. Now, the Gemara points out that the first statement of Rav Asi, kol kesev ambatar kesev tzuri, is not necessary, because tanina, this includes all the examples we already learned in our Mishnah. However, the second statement of Rav Asi, shal devreim kesev medina isur chalei, this ruling is necessary, that when the Chacham mentioned kesev, they referred to the common currency. And the Gemara cites an example. A braisa says, hatakeh chaveri noisin le'selam. As Rashi explains, hatakeh ba'aznei, someone who shouts into another's ear, or alternately, hikeo etzelaizen, he strikes him near his ear, must pay one sela. Demei b'shasai la'odem beini. This is compensation for an average person's humiliation from such an incident. According to Rav Asi, lo'itema arba zuzi, this is not referred to sela tzuri, which is worth 4 zuz, rather, palga de zuzi, it's sela medina, which is worth a half a zuz. After listening all the cases of tsuri currency, the Mishnah adds, v'kula m'shekel ha'kodesh b'mona tsuri. And the Gemara explains, o'inis u'meitzi shemra itzruch. This is teaching us that these penalties are also paid in slum, even though the pasuk does not specify slum, because melev koyalfi ma'adadi. All instances of kesev katsev are derived from each other. The Mishnah concludes, v'kula niftim kesev u'b'shava kesev chutz mishkal. They can be paid in any denominations, or even with objects of equivalent value, except for the machza shekel, brought to the mikdash each year, which required a coin, but not shava kesef. A braisa adds, chutz min hashkol m'maisa v'ha'ra'oyin. The machza shekel brought to the mikdash yearly, the redemption of maisa sheni, and the purchase of the carbon oila brought on yomtiv. All require minted coins, not just any item of value.